If the truth they speak is saving lives, we should listen.
You can't handle the truth.
You don't want to hear the truth.
From New York, Don Lemon on his way to, what, Ohio?
I'm on my way to Los Angeles. Don't ask.
Super Tuesday.
Don't ask. You'll soon find out. I guess Los Angeles is a stick somewhere. But let's talk about this election. Let's talk about Donald Trump. He says his rallies are nonviolent. In fact, he calls them love fests. But his rally in Chicago last Friday looked more like Jerry Springer, the Jerry Springer show, than it did a love fest. I'm sure you'll agree if you saw it. Just 2 days before that, though, a black protester being escorted out of his rally in North Carolina was sucker punched by a white 78-year-old Trump supporter who says he had no regrets for decking the protester.
The next time we see him, we might have to kill him.
The supporter was arrested, not until the next day, however, and police in North Carolina are wondering if Trump should be charged for inciting a riot, which begs the question, who is responsible for the violence at Donald Trump's rallies? The protesters, Trump, or Trump, who uses words like this when protesters show up?
I'd like to punch him in the face, knock the crap out of him. They'd be carried out on a stretcher, folks.
I promise you, I will pay for the legal fees.
Trump told me on Friday, right after he canceled his event, that the melee had nothing to do with him, that it was not his fault.
I don't take responsibility. Nobody's been hurt at our rallies, and we have had 25,000, 35,000 people, more than that. We had one the other day, 25,000 in Florida, and we've never had anybody hurt, or certainly seriously hurt. We have, I don't even know if we've had anybody hurt. So, you know, we've had a tremendous, large number of rallies and massive numbers of people, nobody even close to us in terms of size, and they're great people. But we will have protesters stand up and be very, very abusive, unbelievably abusive, and in some cases swinging and, you know, punching and swinging, and not a good situation. And I think we've been, overall, I think we've been very mild with protesters.
But in true Sarah Palin style, on the campaign trail, she picked up where Donald Trump left off and went even further.
What we don't have time for is all that petty, punk-ass little thuggery stuff that's been going on with these quote-unquote protesters who are doing nothing but wasting your time and trying to take away your First Amendment rights, your rights to assemble peacefully.
Except for agreeing that protesters should allow Trump to speak at his own rallies, just about no one is on Donald Trump's side on this particular issue. Members of his own party, including the Speaker of the House, Paul Ryan, believe Trump's rhetoric has contributed to the violent climate and often pervades his rallies. Yet Trump is digging in, and by doing so, he is winning again. A new Monmouth poll shows 22%, y'all, 22% of those surveyed said that the Chicago protest at the rally makes him even more likely to vote for Trump. People are going to vote for him 22% even more so after that rally. Only 11% say that they are less likely. So it appears who is responsible matters not, because as he always does, Trump has capitalized on the controversy. And again, he is winning. Nobody else could do that. Anybody else who's gotten as much heat as he has got would be in
a bunch of trouble. Yeah.
A bunch of trouble. But he is not. He's not in trouble.
Have you
People
seen?
They're going to vote for him even more.
Have you seen that anti-Trump ad about what he has said about women?
I saw that.
It doesn't
and all
matter.
Doing,
and it doesn't matter.
All they're
matter
doing is repeating his words. Actually,
and they're repeating his words.
He says it about women. He says it about immigrants. He says it about people's religion. And all of these things just amp people up even more.
Okay. Well.
Yeah. I'm not surprised. The question is, though, are there enough of those voters come election day who are so angry and who are so anti the PC culture that they're going to elect put him into the White House? I think it's a foregone conclusion now that he's going to be the nominee unless something really, you know, unforeseen happens. I think he is the nominee at this point, and that's what whoever's on the Democratic side, well, Hillary Clinton, who you're going to be talking to this morning, or Bernie Sanders, are going to have to contend with Donald Trump and his supporters.
Okay. All right, Don.